Okay. All right. So what just happened?
We had a wonderful gathering of a lot of folks that are from the area and the region in support of the North Dakota folks out there at Standing Rocks. It's not just about Standing Rock. It is, First Nation people have always been in the forefront of struggles and movements. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a very special moment in history. And like I said, when I spoke to these people, this is time that's been prophesized for a lot of us. And we've seen this, how things are evolving right now. And it's the power of prayer. That's what they're showing us there, that they don't have to get out there. And they could have. They could have gotten militant. They could have gotten, there's a lot of folks that are out there that are veterans that understand the way of the war that they want to try to bring towards us, but it's not gonna work if we realize that this is again a broken system. This established system here is not working for us. We need to just wake up and realize that this is not just one struggle. This is a struggle for life, and struggle for life begins with individuals realizing that we are part of this earth, that we're part of this movement. And it's just a wonderful thing to see people coming together like this.
Can you introduce yourself?
Mauricio Medina, Chibcha Nation.
Great. And what's something that listeners can do, if they've been hearing about Standing Rock and maybe they don't have any experience with activism or they haven't come out to a rally, what would you like to say that they could offer?
Well, within the current system that we do have, there is, the pressures that we could put on elected officials and whether, on all parties. I think everybody needs to be put to the task and make these so-called elected officials, accountable to us, the people. And I think that's where it basically falls, is the power lies within the people and always has. We just don't realize that. And maybe this is moments like this that we come together and come to that place where we are the water, we are Seneca, we are, wherever we're at, we all depend on life, and it's a living being, water is a living being,
yeah.
It's part of us, so the sooner we get there, the better, and that is for our children, for our seventh generation. This is the time right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mauricio, for sharing what's been happening today.
Thank you.